Welcome to the Evidence Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this July the 6th on the West Coast, now July the 7th on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and hope you find tonight's show inspirational and informative. Well, here we are now in a major portion of the planet. We're celebrating 7/7. And if you recall, some years back, there was a major false flag event in the city of London. Bombings, and it was portrayed as a terrorist activity. And going back and looking at the codes to the Bin Laden tapes, when I say codes, the dates that these tapes were released, one could predict that there was going to be a false flag event on the 7th of July, which there was. And this individual has died at least four times. Now, tonight's Wellness Wednesday. We're not wanting you to die. Actually, this show is going to be about health, but in celebration of the false flag event in London on 7/7, I thought I would play a parody that I composed and produced called Osama Bin Laden.
Osama, let me be. Don't come hang around my door. I don't want to see your face no more. I got more important things to do than search in Afghanistan for you. Osama, stay away. Osama Bin Laden, listen what I say. Osama, let me be. I don't need your war machines. I don't need your terrorist scenes. Better kiss the microphone, 'cause soon you ain't gonna have no home. Osama, get away. Osama Bin Laden, listen what I say. Make you pay.
said stay away. Some of the lighting, we're gonna make you pay.
Yes, that's my co-host tonight, the maestro, singing Osama bin Laden, and that's a tribute to the hilarious photo that came out with the usurper. Pardon me, that should have gone on there. Okay, with the usurper as the entire tactical team that captured bin Laden. I say he died four times because those of us in the know that he died in early December 2001. Then he died again in 2002, 2003, and recently again in 2011. Now, what does dying four times have to do with tonight's show? Well, if you eat a lot of the garbage that's peddled as food, you can die 1,000 times. And we're going to talk about nutrition. This is Wellness Wednesday, how you should be eating, what you should be eating, and we have an expert tonight on that matter. He's been appearing regularly now for a couple of months on Evident Footprints. He's an author of 10 health guides, many CD-ROMs, books, audio learning programs. His award-winning series titled Is Your Diet a Riot? Special reports. He has a newsletter, which is a weekly e-zine by subscription that goes out to at least 13,000 people. And the list goes on and on. He is a walking book of his own message. And he's our guest tonight, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Dr. Pickering, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Don. You know, that was a timely song that you put together. I am just amazed that I was watching a video here. I forgot the name of the DVD. It escaped me. But it was all about that, and it was a good couple hours. I mean, just about the turmoil that was on all those countries. Come on. And but I was watching a couple that I want to bring together tonight, and you mentioned about being sick and all that. And, you know, I get my clients to do this. If you want to be different, be healthy. Want to be different? Be healthy. You don't have to buy the newest car. Spend the money on you. I'm convinced, Don, that if we spend as much on our bodies constructively every month as we do our car, we'll be a healthy person. Same with our minds. There's a DVD. I've got three of them I just watched. Two of them really, really made me appreciate that I'm at. Have you ever heard of the DVD Last Train Home?
Don't think so. Now, I heard of the song Last Train to Clarksville, but
yeah, good one. Brings me back to the day. The Last Train Home. It's the largest migration on the planet. 130 million Chinese migrant workers get about 2 weeks vacation on the new year. And they wait on the train. And I was watching this here last evening. This is just one little piece of it. But it makes you appreciate your whereabouts wherever you're living right now. And we're going to talk about some good foods, some foods we should be eating, and maybe that aren't eating that we could be, and I'll share those with you. But these people, they don't have a chance. They had to wait a week of that 2 weeks just to get a train. And Last Train Home, and the conditions they're living in is just awesome. Pathetic. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember, Don, did I mention something about Food Inc. last week?
Yes, you did. In fact, we've covered that a few times on the show over the past couple of years.
Yeah, people need to watch that.
Yeah.
That whole Monsanto thing, that's really rough. But I have one here that I watched, and it's going to lead us into what we're going to talk about tonight.
Okay.
It's called Sick Around America. Sick Around America. It's a PBS home video. It was presented in 2009.
Is that about Congress?
Yeah, good one. But check this out, man. Over 700,000 U.S. citizens go bankrupt every year just because of medical bills, because their insurance has canceled them. They found a clause. Everybody, we're going to have to just come to grips with it. The big print giveth, the small print taketh away. If you think you're going to be protecting yourself because you have insurance, I believe in accident insurance, car insurance, and those kind of things because of accidents. There's a difference between trauma and disease. We need care when it comes to trauma, but disease, you're in total charge of. And these people who are going bankrupt, 700,000 U.S. citizens go bankrupt every year just because of medical bills. So you want to be different, be healthy, and you can go throughout your whole life, be free of colds, flu, all that stuff, headaches. So why don't we get into some really good things that we could be consuming?
Sure. It certainly speaks volumes about the size of medical bills that they would cause people to go bankrupt. You know, you have to attribute that to some cause is where we're going with this.
Absolutely, man. Yeah. You know, I have a client that called me here from New York this evening, and I gave him the three proverbial lessons when it comes to being healthy. I mean, and they're the three greatest lessons, I believe, that I've learned since I've been in this business for over 33 years. Number one, you don't catch disease. You're just going to have to come to grips with that, everybody. You don't catch disease. You earn it. And my subline to that is, and it stems from crud in the blood from being drunk with junk. Come on now. Now, here's the second one. You're already healthy. Automatically, by design, you cut yourself innately, subcortically, without thought. Your innate wisdom comes to get and heals that. If you tell it to or if you tell it not to, it doesn't care. Your body's total tendency is to survival and strive to be healthy. So you're already healthy automatically by design and sick only by default. And here's the third great lesson. You only get well by what comes out of you, never by what goes into you. So we need to pick up steam here and start looking at some things we could be. I just ran across, just got introduced to an 87-year-old black farmer. What a African-American. What a great guy. Organic, all that stuff. I got okra, collards, tomatoes, peas, beans, fresh plums. It was tremendous, Don. And if you go to mangoman.com, see two pictures of me, one in a suit, one in the shorts. Between the two pictures to the far right, you've got a link saying free stuff. Click there and go to food resources. You have associations and corporations who are totally dedicated just to organic farming. And they've got sources all over the country, and in your state, you've got hundreds of them. So go to that site, and you've got some good quality intake, because that's crucial to you. If 16 out of 21 deaths in this country are a result of poor nutrition, according to Dr. Everett Koop, just think of what you can do if you just get the intake. You got to eat anyway. why not make it the best? So how about if we get move into that? Would that be okay with you, Doc?
Absolutely. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, one of the, I have 11 foods that I wrote down here tonight that I want to go over. The first one, here's the best foods you should be eating, you're probably not eating. Try to get some goji berries if you can. Now, they look like a little raisin fruit kind of thing. They're chewy. And they taste a little cross between, like, say, a cranberry and some cherries. And more important than that, they're so potent. And they have one of the highest ORAC ratings. That's a method, really, of gauging your antioxidant power of any fruit. And if you want to know where to get them, here's a website for you. Lots of places you can get them. But let's say you're stuck and you're up there fighting the heat off up there in Missouri as you in Ohio, as you've indicated. No breeze, very hot and muggy, eh, Don?
Mm-hmm. That's it. I've got goji berries, though.
But if you want to, go to the three W's dot goji berries, G-O-J-I, berries, B-E-R-R-I-E-S dot U-S. They've got a ton of them. And all kinds of different ways they've prepared them and all that. That's not a bad little website. Goji berries would be the first fruit. Do you have anything to share about that anyway, Don?
They taste great, and they're actually a pick-me-upper in the morning. You know, your digestion going early in the morning, and with your fruit, they're great.
Well, here, Don, let me tell you something too. One of the nice things about them, they're a low glycemic index fruit, and I don't think we talked about this yet, did we? On the high and the low glycemic.
We touched upon it a little bit, but we didn't go into any great detail, no.
Okay. There are four categories of fruit. Well, first of all, let me just share with you what this glycemic index is all about. We're hearing a lot as a buzzword almost anymore. Every carbohydrate food is measured from 0 to 100, and that determines how fast it's going to get to the bloodstream and how fast your body's going to use it. So we're going to divide it at 50 miles. So everything below 50 is a low glycemic index. Everything above 50 is a high. Now, if we put some lighter fluid in a little saucer and we light it, it burns real quick, burns real hot, and then burns out real quick. That's high glycemic index. A low glycemic would be like a log in your fireplace. You put a log in, it burns slowly, it gives off long heat, and it stays with you for a while. This is the same with your fruits and your vegetables. Here's your four categories of low glycemic. Therefore, they're going to give you a longer energy through the day. If you'll ever witness any of the races, I've been in 50 triathlons, and every race, they always had watermelon, bananas, and things like that, plus some sandwiches from pizza and all those people that want that kind of garbage. But the bananas and watermelons and stuff like that, they're a very high glycemic index. So they'll get the glucose back into your body. They get your blood sugar back. You get your energy back real quick. And then I would say in an hour, go ahead and have something more substantial. If you want to eat a protein after an hour, then that's fine. But immediately after, you want a high glycemic index after any physical activity, especially. Now, your low glycemic, I have this recipe every day. Pineapple, and that's not a low glycemic, by the way. That's more of a medium, that's 50, 55, 58, something like that. But I have the oranges, the blueberries, the raspberries, and some mango, and that pineapple. Boy, what a great, when blended up in your Vitamix, what a great way to start the day. And you can take some of those goji berries and munch on them as you go. You will have energy like you wouldn't believe. And like I say, they're chewy, they're delicious, they're great right off the bat. But here's your four categories of low glycemic index fruit, all of your berries. And right now your blueberries and raspberries, strawberries, they're peak season right now. So all your berries, that includes the goji berries. Then you've got your corn fruit, that's your apples, your pears. Now notice those are not in season right now. You may see some in the store, but then they've been shipped in. You want to eat the fruit and your vegetables that can grow in your type of environment. And when they're in season, that's crucial to your selection of your fruit. So the corn fruits, apples, pears. The third category is your citrus. And the fourth category, of course, is your stone fruits. That's your cherries, your plums, your peaches, your nectarines, apricots. Those will give you a lot of, and those are in season right now. So if you know what's in season, by the way, if you go to defeatingbadeating.com and get that site, you'll have a chart in there that shows every food we have available, when they're in season, when they combine, and all that stuff. So you got some tools. Now, here's the second fruit I would encourage you to eat that you're probably not eating that's incredible for you. Dried plums, and a lot of people call them prunes. But, you know, they're excellent for in so many ways. I mean, I have one of the recipes on my recipe guide in that Defeating Bad Eating. I'm going to share it with you. I soak some prunes, Don. You got to try this recipe. I soak some prunes and raisins, and I put just enough water to hit the top of the prunes and the raisins, and I let them sit that evening, all through the day at room temperature, and then in the evening, I put it in the refrigerator. And the next day, I go ahead and take it out. I cut up mid-morning about four bananas and pour that all over it, little papaya. I toss it like a salad kind of thing. I put a couple dates around it. Stop me, somebody. That thing is excellent. Now, why are prunes so good for us? They contain extremely high antioxidants, and they're so effective at it's, you know, it works against this superoxide radicals. And a lot of people, you know, they think that prunes are just related to nursing homes and bathroom habits. Well, that might be a benefit, but they're so good to keep you away from those radicals and those superoxide radicals, as I say, that really are one of the prime causes of cancer. Now, anything to add to that? Do you eat prunes at all?
Yeah, I eat them. You know, I love peaches, too.
Oh, me too.
And I would probably put, even though they're a stone fruit, I would probably put peaches in the medium range. Would you also? Or?
Well, no. Well, actually, peaches, do you see, are a stone fruit. And I would have peaches, plums, and some nectarines, and maybe I could put some of those prunes all over the top of it. That's very good, too. Or even some berries. I love the blueberries all over the top of that. I kind of, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mix those.
Yeah, very good.
Well, I was speaking about the glycemic index, because some peaches can be rather sweet, you know. In fact, I think those are the better tasting ones.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, do you see, peaches and nectarines and plums, they're in their 20s and 30s.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good low. Now, here's another fruit food that we should be eating, pumpkin seeds. Now, it's probably one of the easiest ways to get more calcium in your body. And why is that so important? Because men with the highest level of magnesium in their blood have a 40% lower risk of early death than those with the lowest levels. And it's interesting that they're so high in zinc, and they actually look like your prostate. And that's exactly what they're very good for. And I usually get them unsalted, raw, and shelled in a health food store, and I'll grind up a couple ounces of those, and I'll pour them over some steamed vegetables. I had an excellent dinner tonight, Don. I should invite you down here sometime and come by and eat. I had an excellent meal tonight, and I had some pumpkin seeds, and I had a little sauce that I made with fresh lime, some basil, and some garlic, and just a touch of ginger, and I lightly simmered that until, you know, the blend was there, and I used that as a salad dressing that I made, and the salad had just five ingredients now that I think about it. Tomatoes, raw okra. Boy, and I get that okra, but it's actually sweet. I don't know why people cook it. Forget about it. I can't stand the flavor of it and the consistency of it when you cook it. But anyway, tomatoes, okra, one cucumber, one zucchini squash, one summer squash, a little celery leaves. And I put that in, and I poured that sauce over it and tossed it. I put a little piece of poached salmon, and that poached salmon was actually poached in that lime and the garlic and ginger. So when I took the salmon out, and there's no water, just enough juice from the lime. If you put it on a 5, that would be on the stove, 5, not any higher, and let it go. By the time you finish making that salad that I just shared with you, that fish is done, and I take a little bit of that sauce with the garlic and the ginger and put that all over it. I'll sprinkle a little bit of ground pumpkin seeds on the top, put the piece of salmon on the side. Delicious, man. It's delicious. I'm going to encourage everybody to think like this, too. Let's forget the fact that is good for you. Okay, let's just forget about that. The fact is, it's so delicious, and it's filling, and it keeps your body lean. And my body weight, I'm 5'9". I'm 100 and almost 160 constantly. Anywhere it's between 157 to 162, depending on what season it is, because I'll eat. And my challenge is moderation. I love the food. And I'm so happy in my life that I know, and all my clients, and this guy that called me tonight from New York had one kidney. And it is remarkable at what he's doing with our program. I'm so pleased with him. But he told me the same thing tonight. By the way, he's only had the program for not quite a month. Well, it's almost 5 weeks. He's lost 11 pounds. Feels fantastic. He says, I can't believe people don't do this. I said, I can't either. It's just delicious. Okay, here's the next one that I'd like you to do. And I have this pretty much every day. I'm going to give you another recipe here in a moment. Cabbage. Now, it's actually, it plays a major player, a role in a lot of European and Asian diets. And one cup of chopped cabbage has just 32 calories, but it's loaded with nutrients, just valuable nutrients. And at the top of the list is sulforaphane, and that's what that is. That's a chemical that gets your body's production of enzymes that gets rid of these free radicals and reduces your risk of cancer. Now, I'm going to read you a little something here. In fact, Stanford University scientists determined that sulforaphane boosts your levels of those cancer-fighting enzymes higher than any other plant chemical. Get some cabbage in there. I'll be giving you a recipe here in a minute because I have this pretty much every day. Here's the next one. Eat some beets, everybody. One of those superfoods that you should be eating. Now, it's kind of grungy-looking thing. You know, it looks like a root. But it's naturally sweeter than any other vegetable. It means it's so packed with flavor is where I'm going with that. I mean, it's just delicious. Now, why is it so healthy? You think of beets as red spinach, everybody, just like Popeye's Power Food. And that red vegetable is one of the best sources of folate, and they work to help lower your blood level of homocysteine. And the way I use them, and I never cook beets. People think they eat beets if they get them pickled. No, they're totally useless. Eat raw beets. Now, I've got a recipe here I want to give you. We have time, don't we?
Yeah, if you can do it in 25 minutes, yeah.
Oh, I can't do it. I'm sorry. Let me throw one other one in here because it's going to be the part of the recipe, carrots. Carrots are a cancer fighter. They boost your immunity. They enhance eyesight. And if you start eating carrots, I'll tell you what, anybody that has any problem, when you eat carrots and beets together, if you have any problem with bowel movements, you can say goodbye to bowel movements as far as faulty bowel movements. If you've got rheumatoid arthritis, asthma, and any of these inflammatory conditions, let me tell you, these help to lower that. Carrots are beautiful for that. Now, here's a great recipe for you. You'll love this, I'll guarantee you. That old 87-year-old African-American farmer that I went out to see, Don, I got some fresh beans from him. And this, well, these are zipper peas, and you got to shell them over. It's a little aggravation, but they're fresh organic out of the garden, so I put up with it. And I take, I'll tell you what the carrots and the cabbage and the beets here in a second. I take about maybe a cupful of those beans, maybe a little more, those zipper peas, put them in a bowl, and just put enough water in there just to come to the top of the peas. I'll put that on a medium heat. I will take rice. I take half a cup of rice to a whole, and this is a good, wholesome, wild rice, or brown rice, whatever you prefer. Stay away from the white rice. The whiter the rice, what is it? If it's white, it's not right. Okay. Put a cup of water. Bring it to a boil. Shut it right down to the low for 40 minutes. The peas will cook in a medium heat to a, like 4 to a 5, oh, for about maybe 30 minutes. Then I shut that off and just let it steam in its own heat. In the other third bowl, I have a quarter cup of water, about maybe a tablespoon of chopped ginger, a quarter cup of celery, chopped celery, about two carrots cut in inch slices, inch lengths, I should say, and then a half of a yam, and I layer it again with the same ingredients, and I'll bring that to a boil and shut right down to about 3 or 4, which is the 1 to 2 to 3, that's the lowest of the heat. And I let it all go. By the time that's all done, I shut everything off. I come over to a salad bowl, and I will take the carrots. I will grate those through a cabbage grater. Now I got a little pot like a little pad on the bottom. I'll take a cheese slicer. Excuse me. I take a cheese slicer, and I run some cabbage over it and put a little bit of a paper-thin shredded cabbage all over the top of the carrots. And I take the beet, and I run some beet, about maybe 2 to 3 tablespoons of beet grated all over the top of that. Now I'll take the rice. I'll put just a little bit of almond oil in there and mix it up real good. And I put all over the top of that, and that's still hot, so it's going to kind of blend in well. I put the peas, the zipper peas on top of that. I take an avocado. I take half of it, dice it up in tic-tac-toe, scrape it all over the top of it, spread it around. I put that yam dish on the top. You got to be kidding. I've never had anybody not like that. That's my noon meal practically every day. So that's one good way of getting a lot of those vegetables in you. And remember the line, if it's not fit raw, it's worse yet cooked. So there's 6 vegetables, that are foods, I should say, that you could be eating, and you're probably not. Tell me, give me some feedback on that.
I want to backtrack to the seeds. I do eat pumpkin seeds. In fact, I have a bird. I have a parrot, Frank. Some of my friends know Frank. He's a person, okay? Mm-hmm. And he'll tell me what he wants. Pumpkin seeds, now, the way, and this is something that animals can eat too, okay?
Oh, yeah.
So it's very good for certain animals. They may not like it in the beginning, but you can get a dog to eat some of these things. And I know some people whose cats eat certain vegetables or certain fruits on occasion, even though they're carnivores. If they're not getting the nutrients they want, they will try other things.
Oh yes.
Certain herbs they like. Of course, cats like catnip, but they like a lot of other herbs. They'll play around with a sprig of spearmint or something like that. But I want to go back to the seeds here. I don't mean to digress. Sunflower seeds, as they're packaged in bird food, sort of like the baseball players eat them, you know, in the shell and salted many times, act as a narcotic for the birds. And
wait, are you talking sunflower, Don, or are you talking pumpkin?
Oh, no, sunflower. Sunflower seeds, to some birds, act as if it's a narcotic. And it's they get hyper when they eat in-the-shell sunflower seeds. But I've found that shelled sunflower seeds, organic sunflower seeds, are not only good for them, very healthy. We were told when we were kids not to eat the apple seeds in the apple. And I learned that the main reason is because they contain arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, that's an anti-carcinogen. And I do, I've gotten accustomed to eating apple seeds as well as the apricot pits, which are higher. Now, you can eat two or three of those a day and do yourself wonders. They actually sell them packaged, organic. Now, it's very bitter. You have to acquire the taste. But if you think of what you're doing for yourself, you can learn to appreciate the taste. You could start off a meal in the morning with that. Hemp seeds. You were describing how you use almonds over fish, for example. And I've done this with deshelled hemp seeds, which often get broken up into smaller pieces, and you can grind them up even finer if you want. But they're perfect as they come. A former sponsor of the show, Hemp USA, sells those in pound bags.
Mm-hmm. And I like them very much.
Yes, so I mentioned that, and hemp oil too. Those are wonderful foods. People will remark, what did you put on this fish? Or, you know,
mm-hmm.
what is this? This is fantastic. And it's not just for fish. You can put this, sprinkle this on a salad, like you were saying. I like to, you didn't mention spinach. I absolutely.
No, I'm coming into that here in a minute.
Okay, I don't mean to jump the gun, but I did want to mention that because there are these rumors. Now, too much arsenic is not good for a person, okay? And you know, you can start off with one of the apricot pits to acquire the taste. And pretty soon, when you're used to it, you're going to say, you know, I'm going to try two of these or three of these.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if you've been diagnosed early on with a form of cancer, it's a wonder food.
So. Yeah, you see, all of these diseases that people have, they will say, do you have a food for this? No. There might be certain foods and certain herbs that might be high in nutrients that your body can use, but it's not going to cure this or cure that. Your
mm-hmm.
body's going to do that, everybody. If you get some of these good foods that Don and I are sharing with you in here, let's hit the spinach. That's actually my next one, so you got me. muscle growth, heart healthy, bone builder, enhances your eyesight, sexual enhancement. It may be green and leafy, but is the ultimate man food. It's a rich source of plant-based omega-3s and folate, and what really happens, that helps to reduce the risk of heart disease, stroke, osteoporosis. Then there's many ways. Now, if you want to, you can take that's one vegetable. There's two vegetables you never cook. Never cook spinach. Never cook asparagus. Cook spinach weighs on your skeletal system. The acid that it creates in your body is just, it's tough. And the acid will start robbing you by way of your buffer system of your alkaline minerals, magnesium, phosphorus, potassium. And not phosphorus, but calcium, potassium. I forgot a couple of those other ones. It'll come back.
Yeah, I think magnesium is one of them, too.
Yes, magnesium, phosphorus. Not phosphorus, but calcium, magnesium, potassium. Right. Well, okay, those would be three good ones. But I use spinach on the bottom of the bowl. And I made, this week, I made a cottage cheese in my weekly column. And what it is cabbage, celery. What's another way? Okay, cabbage, cauliflower, celery, and cashews. I grind the cashews up into a powder, and I put the rest of them in my the blender, like a quarter of each of those vegetables, like a quarter of the cabbage, a quarter of the cauliflower, and a quarter, maybe a half a cup of the celery. And I put all that in there, let it blend, and when that comes out, it's a thick, rich, gummy-looking thing. And then I pour 3 to 4 ounces of the cashews that I ground up in there as well, and it comes out into a nice cheesy thing, and I put that on top of spinach with a few ground up almonds on the top of that. Boy, that was great. Now, here's another food, because I know we're running short of time here. Here's another food. Get some Swiss chard in your program. They're a good leafy green. They have a little saltiness to them, and a half a cup of Swiss chard provides an enormous amount of lutein, and about 10 milligrams, actually, and they protect the retinas of your eyes, from damage of aging. I actually like the flavor of Swiss chard. Somebody asked me, you have to get used to this. No, if I know something is good for me, I'll start eating it, just like you indicated there a little while ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they tend to be a bit bitter, and people try to equate that with certain types of lettuce, you know, which...
Mm. Like arugula?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah. Tomatoes are a good one, too, Don. Great cancer fighter, heart healthy, boosts your immunity, and they have... it's called lycopene, and it is incredibly good for your heart, your lungs, your prostate. And it helps to decrease the risk of your bladder cancers, stomach cancers, and all of these coronary artery damage. So get some tomatoes in there, but I would get them organic if you can. Try to get them organic. This old 87-year-old farmer I went out to see, oh, man, he's got tomatoes. My gosh, and they're sweet. I never had a sweet tomato. I said, Elijah Johnson, don't you know that's a good name. I said, Elijah, how in the world do you get these things so sweet? Well, I depend on the good Lord. He says, and I plant a good soil, and just goes on. But tomatoes. Here's another one that I'd like to see you get into your diet, everybody. Blueberries. They stimulate your brain. They help to fight cancer. They're heart healthy. They boost your immunity as well. And they have more antioxidants than most other fruits known. And I have those in that with that drink I shared with you a little while back. They boost your cardiovascular health. But the final one that I want to share, if you will take this walnuts, for example, if you'll take walnuts, a little bit of the pumpkin seeds, and put it over that cottage cheese on top of that spinach that I shared with you, you talk about a protein meal. It's richer in heart-healthy omega-3s than salmon, walnuts are. They're loaded with more anti-inflammatory polyphenolines than red wine. And they pack as much muscle-building protein as chicken. Hello. So if you will start entertaining more wholesome foods, and when you start implementing these, I shared 11 with you, and there's a lot of them, and you mentioned like sunflower seeds and a few others like that, Don. But if you get these 11 in your diet at least 2 to 3 days a week, oh, you'll be a healthy person. So you want to be different, be healthy.
Yeah, I wanted to bring up a couple of other nut families, and you mentioned walnuts. I'd made out a list, and cashews as well. When I give any of these nuts, whether it's almonds, walnuts, cashews, pistachios, peanuts, filberts, or Brazil nuts, my bird goes crazy over this stuff.
You mean it likes it, you mean?
Yeah, I like
it.
Oh,
gosh, yeah.
You know, that's why I have it. But if I buy him a high-grade food, I can get like a fruit and nut mix that I add to his seeds, and he's a happy camper. I'm telling you, he's singing and talking and laughing, and, you know, he comes to life while he's eating it. He gets giddy.
Uh-huh. Well, you see, I have two finches in my Florida room. Every person ought to have some kind of an animal in the house. Brings you down to reality. And these two birds keep me in stitches, and I have a great little finch food that does have similar what you just shared, the a nice fruity flavor to the seeds and the things that they have. I mean, it's tremendous. You know, a lot of people are listening to Don, and they're wondering, you know, all this sounds pretty good, but I got some kids. How am I going to get my kids to start eating better? Wouldn't that be neat? If you let the dignity of your example as a parent, I'm on the beach the other day, Don. You love this. I'm on the beach, and I'm stretching. And I just went into a handstand, and then I came down and did my splits. And then when I came up, I looked up, and I saw a dad and his three boys. And the kids were like 2, 4, and 6. And he had that little 2-year-old on his shoulders running, and he had a cigarette in his mouth. And the little kid
the
was...
The 2-year-old or the, the father?
The 2-year-old. Oh, right on. No, the 2-year-old was on his shoulders, of course. And the kid was just puffing, I mean, just huffing like, ugh, disgusting kind of thing. You know, and he was coughing, the dad had the cigarette, and he was walking on the beach. So the guy came up to me after when he had his three boys and his wife was there. And he said, I'm very impressed with how great shape you're in. And he was singing my prayer, and I thanked him very much. We got to talking after. And I asked him, I said, you know, eventually, I said, you love your boys, don't you? He said, oh, yes. I said, why would you teach them how to smoke, man? He says, what do you mean? I said, well, they're going to do that. At least one or two of those kids will smoke, guaranteed. And I think that it's synonymous with our intake of food. If we start having the food around and have fruit washed, our kids will get on it. Mm-hmm. And if you put a baby in a crib with a peach and a rabbit, if the baby eats the rabbit and pets the peach, I'll buy you anything you want. That baby's going to laugh with that rabbit and eat that peach and just have a gleam in his eye. So just have the fruit around. Kids love it. And use fruit as a sweet snack. And send some fruits and vegetables as a snack in their packed lunches every day. And I would serve it as a snack while you're home. And, you know, don't assume your kids won't like new fruits and vegetables and stuff. Most kids love them. And so if you just start consuming them, having them around, and you'll see that your kids will just gravitate. If our kids are sick, they either miss school or not able to give their best effort in school, and they actually, are a bad influence actually on the rest of the kids in school. Here's the director of the U.S. Center for Disease Control feels that we've got an epidemic in our schools. And when I watched that DVD, Two Angry Moms, did you ever watch that, Don?
Mm-hmm.
Two Angry Moms? Those two women were disgusted. Type 2 diabetes is rampant in our country and our youth. We just need to go ahead and have these available. And when we come back next week, I want to start talking just a little bit about how to shop for stuff. And we're going to get into that glycemic index. But you started to ask me one time about food combining. And we're going to talk about that next week. And I want to get into those hemp hearts that you talked about. But have you got any comments here about what we've covered so far?
Well, I'm surprised that there's a couple of tropical fruits that you haven't mentioned, or maybe a more exotic fruits, pomegranate, kiwi. They taste really good. I actually have a pomegranate. It's sort of like a sauce, if you want to call it that. Totally organic. You can mix it with the oil that you're putting on a salad. It's absolutely wonderful. So if you're making like a fresh summer salad, a cold, real cold salad, like you were describing, it's fabulous. But you didn't mention one of my favorites, papaya, and you didn't mention mango. You're the mango man.
Well, I did. I mentioned that one in the drink with the blueberries and the pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
And I also mentioned that papaya in the, when we're talking about the, that's okay, I don't mind, but the bananas, prunes, the soaked prunes and raisins, and you put some papaya in that in the morning, you toss that and have that for your mid-morning meal. Oh, man, that's great. Now, as far as the pomegranates, I know they have a great nutritive value, but I just don't eat them because they're so much of a bother. I like to be able to crack something open, eat it, get on with it, and not spit seeds for 10 minutes.
Well, so, you do have to, you know, clean it sort of or process it. But you know, if you take the time to get the seeds out, avocado. When I see avocado as sort of a source of maybe good fatty acids.
Yes. And it's more water soluble than nuts. And the avocados are quite good. And I did mention avocado in that one recipe that I have almost every day for noon. Mm-hmm. Remember, we put a little avocado over the rice and the peas, and then I put the yam dish on top of that?
Yeah.
Very good. So you're bringing up, and I'm glad you are, because it gives me a chance to reflect back on the three recipes that I shared with everybody this evening.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, don't miss next week's show, everybody. We've got a lot of things. We're coming to a close here. We might have one or two more weeks on the, but I want to get into some food combining next week. And to where you'll conquer acid reflux once and for all. You'll totally eliminate indigestion. You'll wipe out heartburn for the long haul and just get rid of it. And most of it is caused not only from inferior foods, but even quality foods if you're eating them in terrible combinations. Because your body's digestive chemistry is geared to do this, this, and this, and that's it. If something is insane, we know it's not sane. If something is inharmonious, we know it's not harmonious. If something is indigesting, it's not halfway digesting. It's not digesting. So now we've got some challenge that we put up with. So when we come back, we'll talk about that.
Now, I do have, we still have a few more minutes. We got a late start tonight because of some technical issues. So, I would like to ask you about sea salt. Now, I found it's sort of a pinkish kind of Himalayan sea salt. And for those that find it difficult to eat certain nuts, which are, you know, the organic nuts that come already shelled, they're not going to put salt. If you get the unsalted and sprinkle a little of this really ground up fine Himalayan sea salt, it's marvelous. And I think it's more healthy for you than the average iodized salt that's out there. I think any sea salt would be, unless you need iodine in your system.
Well, you know, that's a good one. I'm glad you brought that one up. That red or that Himalayan sea salt, that would be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I like the sea kelp and the sea delts, and it's ground up into a fine powder as well because it's strictly plant life, and it's much more assimilated in the body, and it gives similar flavor.
Mm-hmm. Kale is a vegetable that is very, very popular on the East Coast. If you've ever had kale soup,
oh, I love it.
You know, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you should try it. But what are your thoughts on kale?
Yeah, I make a great soup with kale. I really do. Everybody, go to mangoman.com, sign up for our weekly column, and you're going to start getting a recipe at least once, twice a month. And everything that we're sharing with you, you will have that in your inbox. You can copy, paste it, do whatever you like with it, put it in a file, and you got another recipe. In our Defeating Bad Eating site, we've got 530 recipes there. And that's a very good site. I think you'll like defeatingbadeating.com. Now you get your nutrition in a positive direction here. But, I lost what you were saying there.
Well, I was just bringing up that point about kale, and then
kale.
I guess the difference between the salts. Why should people maybe avoid common table salt? Or, I wonder if they're not even manufacturing a salt flavoring, you know, like they do an artificial salt.
I wouldn't put it past them.
You know
when, by the way, that Food Inc., which is so disgusting, that the fact that they're bankrupting, people are going bankrupt, losing their business, going to jail because they save their seeds. I mean, come on. Get a life. So they're getting away with a lot of things. But I think that the sea salt, first of all, just regular salt, it's a perfect heart poison, Don.
Mm-hmm.
You have heart problems and you eat salt, you're going to be rushing the process of death with that. If you want to eat and have something salty, well, first of all, that Swiss chard has that, but let's say you want to sprinkle some stuff on your salads and things and meats or whatever, if you're into eating meat, have a little sea kelp or sea dulse, and you can buy that in any health food store. It has a very salty flavor. And the nutrients far surpass anything like salts. If it's Himalayan salt, if it's sea salt, if it's iodized salt, those are hard, hard minerals that your body has to deal with. But the sea kelp and the sea dulse, that's a plant life that has converted that through photosynthesis. And now your body can use those minerals much more effectively rather than the hard salt. But the Himalayan salt, that does have a nice flavor, and it's less toxic. Okay.
Yeah, I just can't see putting kelp on a bowl of nuts.
Isn't it funny? I did mean to comment that a little while ago. You know, nuts, man, I just like them the way they are. I wouldn't want salt out, but that'd be terrible.
Well, some people like it that way, okay?
Yeah.
And I guess you get a craving for certain things. Sometimes that's the body's way of saying you're low on salt, you know? And I think it, depending on if, I grind it up. I grind it up. In fact, I couldn't use a mortar and a pestle without having these chunks fly out of the thing. So What I did is I used a pepper grinder that I wasn't using, and it worked very well. So,
let me comment on that. When you said the body is lacking something, that's true. But sometimes we misinterpret the craving and make the wrong selection.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so that's my answer to the salt issue.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And some of that is learned through eating things with monosodium glutamate on it, you know, which they call a flavor enhancer, and it really makes certain foods become addictive, especially carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm. Very well said.
So I just wanted to point that out, but I'm hungry now.
Good for you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you being on the show, Dr. Pickering. Certainly, give out your website where people can go get this information that you shared. Repeat it one more time for those that missed it.
DefeatingBadEating.com. D DESEATING, badeating.com. Tell you what I'm going to do, Don. I just thought of something. Anybody that goes to that site here within the next 24 hours, I have 6 hours of audio programs on nutrition I'm going to give everybody. That's normally at $120 value. I'm going to give that to everybody for your show. Okay?
Well, eating, that's fantastic. Including me? I haven't
decided. But of course, defeatingbadeating.com. Now, when you get to the order page, there's going to be $400-some worth of goods in there for you. You get for $88.17. You're going to get a 10-part video series that you don't know that's coming, that you will be shocked. If you thought Food Inc. was bad, wait till you see this. This is, it's really bad. It's a 10-part video series, $97 value. We're going to give you that as well. Plus an ebook that Dr. Ott wrote, and I wrote the foreword to his book, The Secret Assassins in Food / The Ninjas of Taste. Very good book he wrote. And we give that away. So you've got a lot of ammunition to get your health in order, but I want to give you those 6 hours of audio programs on nutrition and everything you will need to know about nutrition is right there. And there's 31 tracks, and that'll help you immeasurably. Defeating Bad. Now, when you get defeatingbadeating.com, when you get to the order page, in the special instructions, please put down there that I promised you those 6 hours of audio programs and the DVD series on eating and Dr. Ott's book free. So that's my gift to you here for this great time we're having.
Oh, that's great. I do have Dr. Ott's book, by the way, and he's on my show every week. It's a great book. Great information in there.
Yeah, so. Now read the foreword to it, Don. I wrote it. It was a 13-page foreword I wrote and submitted to him. Said, pick what you want. He says, pick what I want. I want it all. You're kidding. He took the whole 13 pages and printed it. He liked it that well. I said, well, thank you very much. So that's a good book, yes. Everybody needs to have that. We're going to give that to you. When you get defeatingbadeating.com, you're off to the races. Now you got your nutrition down, recipes, your food combinations, all the when they're in season. Here's your breakfast, here's your lunch, here's your dinner. No more guesswork. Okay, Don.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. It probably made everybody in the listening audience hungry, too. So, and that's a good thing if they follow this list that you gave out.
Oh, gosh, yeah. And, be sure to tune in next week, everybody, because we got a big show.
Okay. Dr. Pickering, I want to thank you for your contribution to Evident Footprints, and happy 4th, a belated happy Independence Day to you, by the
way.
Thank
you very much.
We want to become independent, don't we? And let go of this dependence that we have on all this artificiality.
Thank you. That's a wonderful way to put it.
All right. Well, you be healthy and be safe, and we'll see you next Wellness Wednesday on Evident Footprints.
Enjoy your day, bud.
All right. Folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our special guest, Dr. Wayne Pickering. Special thanks to Wind Talkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints over at BBS Radio. On a new soundboard tonight, we had Seth Hendrick. I want to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night when my special guest will be none other than Mr. Michael Anthony. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.